Niall McDermott, head coach of the LYT basketball. You're sitting third in Division 1B at the moment. You've two games left. What are your thoughts now?
Since the break, the second half of the season, we've had a poor run of form, but it's still in our own hands. Division 1B titles out of our hands, but the playoffs are still within reach. We have two home games left. The plan is to win both of those, and we'll be in the playoffs, and then we'll have a tough playoff game, but you know, we'll try to get a bit of momentum going into those playoffs, you know.
And at the start of the season, what did you set out to achieve?
Well, it was basically to improve on last year. There was a new format of the league this year, so we knew for us, realistically, to battle against the top three, four teams, you know, we don't have like the pedigree, the caliber at that stage yet. It's only our second year in the league. These are teams like Neptune, Ballincollig, long-established clubs with big structures, and they have a lot of like, you know, import players and a lot of good quality young players too, Irish players. So we knew that the challenge at the top of the league would be very hard, but we had our sights set to be the best team in that 1B or be around there. And we were on track for that. We had a good first half of the year. We went into the second half of the year top of Division 1B, but we had a really poor run of form since then. Unfortunately, since Christmas, a few things didn't go our way. We had a really bad scheduling problem, where just by sort of bad turn of luck, we only played two games in 2 months. We had one game in January, one game in December. That was due to we had a couple of bye weeks, and the way the bye weeks worked out, plus the cup weeks, and plus just a double header schedule, we only had two games in 10 weeks. And really, we found ourselves in a situation where we're almost back in pre season mode. It's just, you know, we were lacking match sharpness, and that really you could tell in the games. We weren't making the shots we were making in the first half of the year. Defense was lax, and it had a big effect. Plus, the other teams around us improved over the break. Killarney brought in a new European player, Sligo brought in a new American player, and we lost players over the break. Limerick brought in a new John Galvin, excellent player who really hurt us the weekend, very strong inside player. And we actually lost 3 players over the break, part of getting his county GAA commitments, so he had a go to that. Jordan McClellan got a new job, who's one of our best Irish players, former Irish international, and then Charlie McKinney is studying for exams. We always knew he couldn't play second half of the year, so you know, where we were losing players, other teams were adding players, and combined with the fact we just had a big gap in the schedule, really, really hurt us. But we're trying to train twice a week, trying to get our sharpness back for these two games, because we know now if we can get a better run of form and get our match sharpness back, we can beat any team in this division when we're on form. So that's the aim.
As you said, you've 2 games left now to try and reach those playoffs. 2 home games. What are you looking to get out of these 2 home games? Is the win, but the support as well?
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, a home court advantage is huge for us. We're normally a very good home team. Now, the last home game was not good against Kilkenny, but every other home game this year, we only lost one more home game, and we normally put on a good show. We're a high scoring team. You know, usually in our games, the last home game is our lowest scoring game of the year, but usually we score 80 points every game. Win or lose, we're scoring over 80 points. They're high scoring, exciting games. Some fabulously talented offensive players. Defense is our problem. Any game we lock in and play good defense, we won. Simple as that. When we play good defense, we won the game, because offense is never an issue. We're always scoring 80 points. It's the defense is the key. So in these games, they're going to be exciting. We played Titans before Christmas, and we beat them in overtime. It was a very close, exciting game in Galway. We're expecting the same up here, another close, exciting game. And then Dublin Lions, they caught us cold in Dublin that time. But again, we're expecting 2 close games, and hopefully the home crowd advantage will give us a slight edge.
What are you now, as head coach, telling your players going into these 2 games?
It's all about defense for us. Anytime we play defense, we win. It's as simple as that. And it's not even defense isn't about ability. It's more about just mental focus and commitment and effort. So it's, you know, it's not about how talented you are. It's about some of it is having good basketball IQ, we call it. So just knowing where to be and where to go, be in the right spots, and you know which players you close out and which players you leave open. So that's a big part of it. But the main thing is just hustle, intensity. You know, we're not talented enough that we can go into a game and be outworked and still win the game. You know, we have to outwork every team we play to beat them, and especially on the defensive end. We have to contest every shot. We have to unbind the ball fast. We have to get back. Our transition defense has to be good. Our last home game, our transition defense was terrible, and Kilkenny scored over 20 points in fast break. We have to stop that. So for us in training this week, it's all about defense. We're focusing on defense, and hopefully that we'll see that in the games.
When we spoke earlier in the season, you said that you were hoping to win Division 1B. This is before Christmas. Now you're looking at playoffs. Is that good enough, do you think, for you?
At the start of the season, though, it wasn't. You know, we set aims start of the year, we didn't reach them, so that's disappointing. So now, but we're in the situation we're in, so we have to make the most of that. We had to get a high playoff seed, and then hopefully if we get into the playoffs, we're going to have a tough game, probably in Cork, against a very good team, Ballincollig Girls Neptune. But we'll go down there. You know, we're the team that, on any given day, we have the belief we can beat anyone in the league. What Division 1A or 1B. You know, we have the players we think on the day, if everyone's on form, we can beat anyone. So it's just a matter of, in the playoffs, are like a sort of one-and-done situation. So in any one game, we can beat anyone. So the main aim is just to make sure we're in the playoffs and then see what happens. And of course, once the season's over, we'll review the schedule. And finally, was a big problem for us. And as a coach, I take responsibility for that. We should have probably scheduled more friendlies, you know, games in that period to keep the match sharpness. So that was a problem that we didn't realise how bad it was until it was on us. So that's the whole new next year. We'll plan in advance. We'll make sure that never happens again, because that really hurt us. So that's something you learn from your mistakes. You know, that was a big mistake this year. We learned from that. The college teams are doing very well, which work in partnership with the club team. You know, the ladies are in the Ireland semi-final next week and against Limerick IT. So, you know, there's a lot of positive things happening too. The other ladies actually, Team 5 Plus, are doing good. They've got a great one last weekend. So overall, basketball in the area is on the up, on the rise, which is the main thing. That's the positive. And the men's team too, you know, 2 years ago, we didn't have a team in this league at all. It's only our second year in the league. So it's always been a long-term project. You know, it'll take, the idea for this team is to inspire the local kids in the area to see, you know, in 3 or 4 years, I can be in the National League team, I can be traveling. Like, we played a game on Saturday in Killarney, it was 800 fans there. You know, it was great experience for us, even though we lost the game. Just to play in front of that sort of crowd, that's what we want here. We want in 3 or 4 years here to have 800 fans at our home games, you know, packing the place out, inspiring the kids, having, you know, and that's what we want to be challenging for all Ireland and trophies. You know, the aim now is, we would like to win, but the most important thing is just the, you know, get basketball on the rise, get the youth, because those players here, like 12, 13, 14 years of age now, 4 or 5 years, they're the players who are going to make the bulk of the team, and that's the ones who should be challenging when they've had, like, you know, a good basketball upbringing. So that's the overall aim.